Welcome back, friends. Nice to be with you. We have the honor of the presence of Dr. Cousins again, back from his trip, ready to take a look at the spiritual and other aspects of what's happening in the world. So let's go right to Dr. Cousins and welcome, Gabriel. Nice to have you back.
Okay, nice to be back, and I welcome you all with love. We'll start with a little prayer, merging the heart and mind, which is really needed in the world today. Ishin Yukud. Feel the merging of heart and mind. Ah, good. So it's kind of an obvious topic. The chaos and craziness in the deliberate craziness in the world today, what to do, and to put it in perspective. That's kind of our topic. So, but we'll start with a little bit of dance to get the spiritual joy going so we can kind of hold the energy as we look into these potentially very sad things. But I'm going to say potentially, because I don't think it's going to happen. Okay, so let's do a little dancing. Okay, good. Quiet for a minute, just kind of look at my eyes, let the energy come through. Here we go. Now into meditation. You slowly come out of meditation. Okay, so what are we doing today? We're talking about the chaos that's going on in the world. Start simple, just with the Middle East, as if the Middle East was simple. Well, compared to what else is going on, it is pretty simple. And I believe it's working towards a resolution pretty soon, probably as soon as Israel reaches the Tani River, which could be the next few days. And I think that's where everybody's like, okay, that's the boundaries that God gave Israel to begin with, and we can, that boundary is a good buffer zone, and pretty much they're negotiating around that point. So it looks like that will end. I mean, we'll get some clarity and be done. And I mean, Israel understands it has to stand on its own in this, even though U.S. is involved. U.S. has a different agenda. 86% of the people in Israel understand that the U.S. agenda is different than the Israeli agenda. The U.S. agenda being pretty much keep it the same, and the Israel agenda is, no, that didn't work. It's never worked. It hasn't worked since 1948, so we're going to do a different paradigm with proper boundaries, so we can't have this continual evasion attacks. It's like four major invasion attacks since actually 1956, maybe. So that is good. It's kind of on its way to be resolved. Don't want to spend a lot of time about it. The big issue, the danger to the whole world, is U.S. Actions backed by NATO, backed by England in the it with Russia and what to do, and just to review the situation so we have a little bit of history, and not everybody has the history. Russia agreed to let go of East Germany and let those two fuse, East and West Germany, into one. And that the mixed agreement, as far as I understand, was okay, but the West would not move towards Russia in any way. That's the mixed agreement. And within a fairly short time, the U.S., which was part of the agreement, you know, all these agreements got broken. And they have slowly encroached around the Russian borders to now they're right with Ukraine, right there. And that's like 1,000% against what Russia was willing to do and what Russia had agreed to. So from a Russian point of view, this all the agreements have been broken. Now, that's part of the problem. The other part of the problem is the recent developments with Trump coming in, that the Biden administration, I'm not saying Biden because I don't want to blame him for what he's not even aware of, probably, has decided to provoke the situation that Trump will inherit. Provoke it. Long-range rockets, missiles, and basically heightened aggression in these next few weeks before Trump is able to take over and create peace. Is peace easy to do? I think so. I think what Trump is saying is true. But if they, which they are doing, deliberately try to sabotage that, it's going to be harder. And I think that's what we're seeing, because it ruins the plan for World War III that the left and the Everett generals are pushing. Now, for some reason, they don't understand. It may be because they have good shelters, that World War III will be a disaster for the world. It's considered in prophecy the 15-minute war. Other people say that's not going to happen. That prophecy will not be fulfilled. And that's where we are at. They have upped the situation. And I would say, you know, I listened to a few different things, and I see different commentators saying, like, these government officials and a certain amount of the generals are mentally disturbed. They actually want to create destruction. Now, some people call it paranoid psychosis. And I think when you are operating at a level that could destroy the world, it's probably a little worse than paranoid psychosis. It's, you know, more like a mental disturbance that is psychotic, but it's mental. You know, it's like a criminal kind of consciousness. And they are winning out in what is obviously some very bad moves. If you're interested in world peace, if you're interested in Trump coming in to make world peace, which definitely can happen, but if you're interested in creating a World War III, this is their last shot at it. So are they crazy? Well, they're crazy to the extent that they want to create World War III, and this is the right strategy for doing that. They're also, but they're crazy because they know about that. You know, this is unfortunately what we're dealing with in the world today. This is why we do the peace meditations each Sunday night. Is that we have to shift that consciousness of those people. We don't just do the peace meditation Sunday night. I really, every single night, worldpeacemeditation.net. Every single day, I'm meditating. And that's the power we've been given. And that also invokes God's intervention. So this is the setting of the psychopath, paranoid psychopath, extended a little bit, and they are not doing God's will, but Satan's will. And Satan's will is utter destruction, including for the psychopaths. That's the way it's laid out. I don't think we're going to go there, but they're pushing hard. So I'm going to turn this back a little bit to Richard, see what you have to say about that.
Yeah, you've focused in on the most urgent issue right now in the world, and there's so many questions and issues within that. One of which is a lot of people talking to me are saying that Trump is a fake. He's one of the bad guys. He's totally corrupted. And what's going on is just a show, and I don't think that's true. And
can you explain that? I'm sorry, I don't quite understand the thinking. No one said that to me.
I'm not talking about liberal, left-leaning people on the political spectrum. I'm talking about people who are either, some are anarchists, and some are what you would call right-wing, and they don't understand the psychology of what they're falling into themselves. They just look at what other people are doing, you know, and what they're falling into is it's easier. It's the lazy way out to just say somebody's all bad. And that way you don't have to understand any detail, or somebody's all good. It's the opposite side of the Q people who think that Trump is all knowing, and when he makes a mistake, it's 5D chess and that kind of nonsense. You know, he has obvious huge blind spots, but there are some things that make it clear that his motive is completely sincere and good. And I think it's really, really important to look at what shows that.
Can you talk about that a little bit? I'm a little bit innocent.
Well,
what are people thinking that they think it's fraud? I mean, what's fraud?
The fraud is that he comes out of the world of big business, where he was a real estate mogul in New York and other places. Obviously had to deal with mafia figures and the world of big business. Some are complaining that he's given money to everybody, including the Democrats and people who are obviously not working for everyone's good.
Well, I mean, he did donate. He was a Democrat. Of course he donated to the Democrats. I don't understand.
He donated to people that they say he should have understood were doing bad things. In other words, he was compromised.
Okay. So
and one more thing.
They take the last 25 years in judging him on that.
But one other thing that's more recent is he handed the country over to people who were criminally involved in the vaccine racket to kill people. And he's complicit in mass murder of 35 million people and growing. And that's a legitimate complaint, but it needs to be seen in context.
What's the context?
The context is that he, like all of us, is an evolving spirit, temporarily in a physical body. And he's making it clear what he's learning by his change in focus. You know, he's
so what we're saying is the context is he got wrong advice from his professional consultant, right, Fauci.
Well, and he believed it.
He trusted him.
He believed the wrong people.
Yeah, but
his judgment is bad.
Is it possible the head of the NIH and, you know, all that should be, I'm not saying he should be trusted because he's wrong. He was wrong from the very beginning. But Trump isn't really a medical doctor or medical researcher. He hires, you know, people are part of the administration. Fauci was there for many, many years to give right advice.
Right. And there are a lot of people who are medical doctors who still believe vaccines save the world, and they're not bad people.
Right. So it's kind of a weak charge.
It is, and it's not understanding that everybody's doing their own evolution of consciousness, and what you understand is not necessarily what other people understand yet.
Of course, but Trump does understand the vaccine issue, though.
Yeah, he's emphasizing things like there will be no mandates.
Right. Well, that's a pretty important statement.
It's very important. And he's, you know, giving authority to people to question vaccines like Robert Kennedy, trying to put him in charge of the whole HHS system, which
is the point I'm asking, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting.
No,
is this obvious what he's doing? Are you going to hold him to what he did 10 years ago when he was ignorant of this? I don't get it.
Exactly. And if he's making some mistakes now, which he is, you know, the person he's putting in as Surgeon General looks terrible. But it's not a pattern. You know, he's putting in people like Robert Kennedy, who is not terrible and who's doing amazing things and has the intent to remove corruption and government mandates and dishonesty and fake science and all these things. And you don't do that if you're fake. And he's getting help from people like Tulsi Gabbard, who's being criticized by all the bad guys. But she's done wonderful work, and she's made a transition herself into realizing a lot of things in the last few years. And people like Vivek Ramaswamy is really impressive. And he's criticized because he came out of the world of big pharma and made his money in it.
But okay, so what you're telling me, I just want to make a point. It's not a world I'm exposed to because I don't like to waste my time with those people, to be honest with you. That there are people who are going to make whatever is done wrong as wrong.
No matter what.
Right. So there's nothing to say there.
Well,
you're wrong. You've always been wrong. You always will be wrong because 10 years ago you made a decision it was wrong.
It's the lazy way of thinking.
Well, it's more than that. There's a need to make people wrong, to be a need to be one up. It's a very egoic way of thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very unforgiving way of thinking.
It means I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
And you're an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So those kind of people, you're not going to, they need to make Trump wrong. You know, even though he's straightened out many of his mistakes.
And to counter that, we don't need to say he's right about everything.
No.
He's an evolving human, but he's doing some things that are important and very powerful. And if he was a fake, the power structure wouldn't be reacting like they are.
Right, exactly.
And how they're reacting is extreme. You know, John Kennedy was killed for several reasons, but one of the big ones was he was proposing peace in Vietnam and around the world. And that's very dangerous because it's a huge, huge business. And it's not just the money. It goes right in line with the satanic agenda for destruction.
Right.
And Trump is threatening that. And the people behind it that are fully intending to destroy life on Earth don't like that, and they're willing to do anything to stop it. And so they're convincing their minions, which are the generals and people that you talked about, and officials within NATO, which should have been disbanded a long time ago. They're convincing those people that the destruction will leave them in positions of power. But at the top, they know it's total destruction, and they're doing it for itself.
Right. That's a satanic point of view.
Yeah, total destruction with maximum suffering. That's the point. It's not to put themselves in power. That's what they tell the intermediate level people. It's to destroy everything. That's why we're taught that conspiracy theory is nonsense, because what's going on is the most massive organized conspiracy beyond what people can imagine.
Why do you call it conspiracy? It seems very clear this is a 100-year plan. Maybe from 1860. That's not a conspiracy. It's a plan to destroy planet Earth. I mean, how is that a conspiracy?
That is what a conspiracy is. A conspiracy is defined as working together to accomplish some nefarious goal. And it, you know, etymology. Conspiracy means co, which is together, and spire, which is to breathe. And it's cooperation for a mutual goal. So there's nothing.
Is it a mutual goal or a dark goal, an evil goal?
Yeah, normally it's implied to be a nefarious evil goal.
Okay.
But it's just cooperation to reach that together. And there's nothing nonsensical about it at all. That was a mind control trick that was employed right after Kennedy was killed, because people were starting to realize that Lee Harvey Oswald was not the lone shooter. And they were
realized it almost immediately, but yeah.
Yeah, and that was the original conspiracy that led to the concept of conspiracy theory being nonsense. It never was nonsense. We need to shake that off.
Right. Okay, so they have a game plan.
Yeah.
What we're looking at is the two game plans meeting each other. One has to prevail.
Right.
My feeling, a little bit optimistic, but kind of looking into the future, is once we get past this, we're going to be moving into the 1,000 years of peace. These scenes talk about in spring 2025, there'll be a turning point into the 1,000 years of peace. Progressively positive for 50 years in 2075, beginning 1,000 years of peace. Well, that doesn't fit with the dark side game plan.
No, they know about all the same prophecies that anybody else does. And they don't intend for that to happen.
Right.
So they're saying, what do we have to do to block peace? You know, and Trump is in Florida, which is good for him to stay there. And he's meeting with the head of NATO and with other people to work out a negotiated peace, which is one of his specialty abilities.
Right.
And they're watching that and saying, this would be a disaster for the dark plan. We can't let it happen. We have to do whatever it takes to stop it. And that's why they're telling the people within NATO and other places, we need to escalate the war and guarantee that the war continues no matter what.
Right.
So Biden administration is fully in line with the dark side. And they're saying the best idea right now for world peace and democracy would be to give nuclear weapons to Ukraine to use against Russia.
Yeah, in offense.
And that's literally being talked about right now.
How seriously is that being talked about?
They intend to do it if they're not stopped.
And does Congress have the ability to stop them?
I think they do it if, as long as it's proceeding in somewhat of a semi-legal manner, Congress could probably stop it.
Congress and Senate.
Yeah, so far they're not doing anything. They put in a Speaker of the House that is apparently against the Trump agenda.
Who's the Speaker?
John Thune, I think his name is.
And he's against this peace agenda?
Yeah. I don't know how he got in. But there needs to be a change.
The forces of darkness go in the different directions.
Yeah, so the forces of light need to wake up and take their power back. The old paradigm of overcoming darkness by killing everybody on the dark side is what led to never getting out of that cycle. You know, there's a whole different paradigm that needs to be grasped and put into use very quickly. And all of us have that potential.
So, the 10 minutes we have left, I mean, the paradigm we've been talking about is the worldpeacemeditation.net every
right.
Sunday, and meditating every day for world peace.
Yes, and putting it into action.
Yeah, well, action is doing it every day.
Yes, but what I mean by that is when you interact with any people or do anything in your life, that spirit needs to be in it. Instead of doing the meditation and then coming back into the usual mentality for the world.
To be more proactive. It's like what we're doing now, to be talking about it, raising consciousness about it.
Yeah, it's integration of the spirit in your meditation with the spirit that we use when we're interacting with each other and working and doing anything in regular outward life. Instead of having that in one compartment and having the world peace meditation in the other compartment.
Right. So that's what has to be done. It's like, it means everybody really needs to do, I'm going to even say make this meditation twice a day, the world peace meditation, and beginning to share with people the seriousness of it. And that creates a counter thought form to darkness.
That's a good idea. Yeah, what's happening physically is just the outer level.
I've noticed in the news people are really, I'm going to say, somewhat concerned about this missile attacks of Ukraine and of Russia. This is a very serious turn of events.
It really is, and this is without nuclear. Russia has already said that if you have these ICBM, basically, type missiles that are, let alone using them, just moving them into close proximity, that will justify response with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
and they're actually shooting them into Russia. So they've normalized the idea of attacking the evil Russia.
They're shooting the rockets, the missiles, but...
The new missiles, yeah. And Biden administration is reflecting the idea that that's not enough. They need to move nuclear weapons into Ukraine now, too.
Well...
The only leader that has shown any peace orientation and restraint so far has been Putin.
Yeah.
And another thing that shows that Trump is sincere and real is that as soon as he got elected, both Xi Jinping and Putin said that they would work together with the U.S. right away, and that they would stop the attack on the dollar, and that they would work for world peace. That's not fake.
No. It's clear people know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I kind of think more people in the United States know what's going on. The question is, how do we stop this malicious, psychotic behavior of the Biden administration?
That's
problematic. How do you stop that? And I think people need to be writing their congresspeople, need to be meditating on a regular basis for this, like twice a day. Really up the energy for this.
Yeah, totally right. That all these so-called representatives should be flooded with phone calls saying they've got to do something to stop world destruction immediately.
Yeah, and I think that the congressmen and senators actually know where this is going. They're really not stupid.
I think so, too. Most of them are controlled by blackmail and bribes and threats.
Yeah.
And say, you know, this is what you're allowed to do. And if you go beyond it, no problem. We'll just kill your family. And very, very few are willing to overcome that.
Yeah, unless it's a mass... kind of rejection.
That's right. So it needs to be taken to another level right now.
Okay. Well, we gave the suggestions. I think they're pretty clear. Yeah. And prayer is very important. Creating a thought form for peace is very important. This is it.
Yeah. Prayer is not
faith. I think we'll make it through it, given all the other prophecies. But these people, the dark side is really determined to do as much damage as possible. I mean, that's the way it's always been throughout history.
Yeah.
So we're right up into the brink. I'm looking at it and saying, well, it's pretty obvious what we have to do. We have to use the power of meditation, the power of communication, to begin to transform and encourage a more elevated consciousness.
We've got plenty of clues of what's possible.
Right. Wow. So amazing. So good. Anything you want to add to it? I mean, we almost like summarized it, you know? It's like, okay, it's not that complicated, really.
No, the deepest things are the simplest. And people are afraid of them, and so they run away into complexity and into other ways of avoidance.
Right. So
we have to become who we are.
Yeah, so we need to stand up for ourselves, our families, and the living planet Earth.
That's right. This is a whole different paradigm. It's not time to destroy bad guys. It's time to become in touch with our power so we can wake them up.
Yeah. Save the living planet. And all the animals and all the plants. It's like, whoa. But I don't see that it's going to happen. I mean, I think we're going to succeed is what I'm saying.
So I support that.
That's my opinion. It's my prayer. Yeah, we can do it. and we voted Trump in, and we know what his alignment is. I get that maybe people think it's this and that because of how he was 10 years ago, but we know how he has been the last 2 years, and he's aligned with everything we've been teaching and thinking. So I'm not going to complain about that. He is aligned. We want to hang on to the past and, you know, undermine this energy and stop him, but we don't have to get into it. We need to expose their egoic thing about it and take the discussion to that level. Say, fine, your ego can't allow you that people can grow and wake up. And right now we need all the positive energy we can to make this happen. Okay, I can't help you. So we need to acknowledge what is what in this picture. So may everyone be blessed that we have the power to acknowledge what is what and to do the action. The action we're talking about is start meditating twice a day, praying for world peace, creating a world peace frequency, and educating as many people as we can of how important that is to do that. So may everybody be blessed that we really get this and that we succeed. We will succeed. Sorry, I want to be a little bit more positive. We will succeed, but we got to do our work. We just have a few days to really go on full on. So I thank you, Richard. I thank you, Doug, behind the scenes. And may everyone be blessed by creating peace, by being peace. I'm in a hole, and I turn it back to Richard. Shalom, 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 om shanti, 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 om ataki wasan.
Thank you, Gabriel. I completely agree with what you're saying and where you ended up, and it's in our hands. And it's not, as Alex Jones so often says, it's not a spectator sport. Where your mind is and where your focus is extremely powerful. You know, prayer is not just outward show, or it needs to be not just an outward show. Prayer and meditation are very strong. And the power only comes from one source, and we're the channels. We have to let it through, dropping all the ego garbage. So it's time to demonstrate what we say we believe and actually make it visible in the outer world, not by show, but by getting so much into alignment with what Gabriel was talking about with the World Peace Meditation approach, that things in the physical world start to change. And we've looked at clues before that this is possible, and that not only is it possible, it's happening all the time. And we're using it, but in a scattered way, and it needs to become focused. So anyway, that's the idea. It's in our hands. It's time to not do business as usual, but see what are you meditating on? And realize it has power. Put it where it needs to be. So Gabriel's programs are at GabrielDrCousins.com or TreeOfLife.mn.co, as Doug is putting on the screen. And we're holding up our end is at PlanetaryHealingClub.com. So we appreciate you very much. You're the hope of the world and the future. Everything is in your hands. Use your time well, and we'll see you here next time. Take care.
Yay, peace be with you. Thank you, Richard.
Amen.